V'amarta aleihem odom ki yakriv ikem korban Hashem min ha-behemah min ha-bokom min ha-tzon ta-pivis tobarta. So the pasuk says that when a person makriv a korban, so min ha-behemah min ha-bokom min ha-tzon ta-pivis tobarta. So we gave a mahalach last time on the Shmuz Thursday night about the holy soil of this pasuk. And here we want to focus on one thing. I saw this pamphlet, Ishtar E'er, a very nice word. I want to quote over here. I don't know who's the one who's mafits it. It's a, but I don't know who's it. No, I don't know. The kids are whoever's mafits it. Well, Amai said the other day, he said, he brings down Rashi, and Rashi says, Odom loma nema Odom. Why does it say, Odom ki yakruv mikem korban Hashem? The pasuk says, an Odom, Kiyaku became, what should say? Kiyaku became Korban Hashem. What's the Odom? What's the emphasis on the Odom? So Rashi says, Ma Odom Arishu lo hikriv min ha-gezel. Just like Odom did bring from Gezel, Shakol hoya shemoy, everything there is. Af Atom lo sakrivu min ha-gezel. You should also not take from the Gezel. So he has a little dig over here that Lamaise. What's the part he says that what's the lashon of Chazal? Ma odom shelo hikriv min ha-gezel. Af atem lo takrivu min ha-gezel. Should have said af atem lo takrivu dover ha-gozel. Don't take dover ha-gozel. What's min ha-gezel? What's from the gezel? Small deer. The maisa. That the Maisi says a Gavaldik Yisoid over here, he brings a nice Yisoid, which I don't know if this is Mamish, but it's a nice chat, and that's a chat in the Psuk, if that's if the Diak is not right. That it's, again, the Diak is, what did it say after? We hear many the Diak, it says, just like what Rishon didn't take from Gezel, so too, don't give from Gezel. What is from there? Don't take Dabra Gozel, don't take a song that's stolen. What's from the Gezel? So he wants to say, like this, the Ramchal in Perakit Aleph, in Mesilas Yesharim, over there Mesilas Yesharim talks about all the different types of mitzvahs, and he talks about a person has to purify each and every mitzvah. And he says, so he's talking about how a person can come to the levels of different areas and where he has to be careful in different aveiros. So he says, most people are not real ganovim, they're not robbers. They're not gangsters. Most people are not gangsters. At least in most yeshiva. No, but most are not gangsters. Most people will not go over to another guy, see his money on the shelf, and just take it off and put it in his pocket. That's a regular person won't do it. He feels uncomfortable. He feels wrong. He feels wrong. Afal pikein rubam toyamim tam geneva. But he says many people have a taste of Geneva. The Masom Matom Asher Yoyu Hetel Atzma, how they Moira Hetel, they make excuses for themselves, and they rationalize that what they're doing is okay. The Shtaker Ish Befsedo Shachaveru the Yoyu Larviach Shaini. I'm doing it for the Arbiach. Listen, I have to make a parnuse. Parnuse? I'm going to make parnuse. So again, listen, at the end of the day, it says the Mesilas Yesharim, the Tov Tvar, V'adin noisik here, Gezel chofetz Gezel, Gezel's man Gezel. Ma goizel sachevetz oisel v'mitzvah nasis anigor of kategore. Just when you steal, so you do a mitzvah with it. It becomes no good. So too, if you steal zman from a person. So the Mechassidim ends off that even though we don't steal mamish, we're not ganovim, we're not gazlonim, we're not robbers and thieves. That's not who we are. But the Maisa, people have a little taste, a connection to Gezel. In a certain way, it's not, is it glat? I don't know. When it comes to a person's esrog, perfect. It has to be perfect, not a spot. He's going to go to the Rav. And he makes sure, is there a black dot? The Rav takes out a microscope I have to try to find, oh, I see some black dot over there. But I was taking a migraine, and if he's a little black, no, come on, that escort is not good for me. It has to be 100% Hadar. It has to be 100% Hadar. I don't just go any Esrig. Yeah, and what about Ribis? Are you careful with Ribis? What about your business dealing? Is it Hadar? Is it 100% Hadar? A little shtick here, a little shtick there, a little shtick there. The Neila, he says, that's a problem. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says, that people are not careful enough, and therefore there's a problem of Gezel. So he says, even they're not a Gazlon, but you're not totally Noki. And that's the objective, he says. Our objective, we might not get there, it's hard. Because I'll say Reuben Begezel, the Mer says. Reuben Begezel means that most people have some type, what does that mean? Most people are Ganov? No, but most people have a connection to the Inn of Gezel, they're not careful with the money. So he says, that's what he wants to say, Pshat, over here. That Be'emez, a Dovel HaGozel, that's before Shabbat, now answers like other Kasha, but he asked also other people, yes. Soini Gezel Be'oila, we have a Pasuk that Kosh Baruch Hu hates, in Sukkah, Yidav Lam, you're going to learn, you learn to bestow, you got to learn, Yidav Lam, but the Torah says that you can't, Soini Gezel Be'ava, Mitzvah Be'avere, the Torah doesn't want a Dovel HaGozel, that's Pasuk, if the thing's totally stolen. But the Torah is coming to tell us that just like Adma Rishon, that there was no shaykh, any shaykh of Geneva whatsoever. I mean, to his boy, I don't know if that even means. That by Adma Rishon, I mean, to the boy, but by Adma Rishon, there was no shaykh whatsoever at all to Geneva whatsoever. Because everything was his. So there wasn't even any shmek of Geneva, right? Because there was no one else in the world. So too, that's what the passage is telling us. Adam, ki yachiv ikem, there shouldn't be any shmek of Gzeila. That's how far the Torah wants to distance a person in the Inn of Zeila, especially when it comes to Korbanos. And the reason obviously is Korbanos is a holy thing, a very special thing. And when it comes to that, you have to stay far away, like we said, like Rashi just later on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, by the Oifos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to mock of the stomachs of the Oifos. The stomachs of the behemoths. You clean it out. It's talking not so kishmak in the stomach area. You clean it out. You wash it through. Put on the mizbeach. But the kerev akra'ayim of the birds of the oifas is not put on the mizbeach. Was it? You cut it out. Cut it out. You cut it out, and you throw it on the side and you let it get swallowed. You don't put it near the mizbeach. Why? Rashi says because the oifas are nizam from gezel. They take oifas on. The behemoths usually take whatever that means. They don't take from shuah, whatever. The oifos are nizan from gazelle, and therefore don't even put it in the. Oh, the mice, you didn't steal anything. Hashem doesn't want anything. On the mizbeach, you don't put anything shot to gazelle. There's a male fetus vort, a very nice vort for the ishtore eyu over here. And when it comes to gazelle, Rabbi, so you stay far, far away from the Rabbi's house. And a person has to realize that a person has to work, and as the Sushim says, to become noki. That's the only soil in the Sushim. And your mitzvah is stay far away from any union of your business dealings. You think to stay far away in your money areas, to stay far away from gezel, from stealing, and not be careful in your money zaman. And the Maisi brings over here, but it's not only stealing in money areas, but it's stealing, like he said before, applies, as the Shem says, and also says, not only in monetary things, but also in other areas. That is in the soil of gezel shina, which is very, very. Even if people Bachem don't have any shots with gezel mammon, which hopefully they don't have anything like that, no one takes outright money, but people seem to be all okay with gezel shina, taking away people's shina, and that's not so possible. So Shom writes that mefurish. He writes that before. He got a gezel chevetz gezel, but gezel zman gezel. Stealing time from a person is gezel. The person wakes up another person, for the fact he's stealing something from him is gezel shina. But it's also, you take away his time. He needs to sleep. He might have to move away. He's always learning tomorrow. You take away his time. There's nothing much more valuable than time. And when you wake up a person, you're not careful with his sleep. You're taking away from his time. It's a very, very, very dangerous thing. The person has to be careful. It's not partial. So he might bring over here a story, a Murray did a story over here, that Rabbi Yankov Galinsky Zatzal told over a story with the going of Yitzhak Yaakov Ruderman from Shashiva, my Rosh Hashiva, Tafel, Zizkhir, Tzarek, Makodesh, Lebrocha, from Ner Yisrael. And he told him a story that we learned in Yeshiva Slobodka. He was one of, from the, known as one of the Dolovan Ilu, he was one of the Iluyim, the big Imamish Ilu. He came to Yeshiva already at 13. He already knew tremendous amounts of Torah. He was a Baki Bashas, Mamish. And he was a big Tali, he was a big going. So when he learned Yeshiva Slobodka, he asked a very, very strong kash in a sugya of Yerushalayim to top. And he asked his friends who were there at that time. He didn't have stam friends, or he had big going and were friends, and big friends over that time. Rabbi Aaron Kotler were there at that time, Rabbi Reuven Gruzovsky, Yaakov Kamenetsky. They asked him the Shaila, and no one was able to answer the Shaila. Now, at that time, there was a Gevaldik going, the Rav of Kovna. His name was Rabbi Leib Rubin. Rabbi Leib Rubin, after he left the Rabbonis in the year of Vilkuma near in Slobodka, and Slobodka was a small like town or a small village in the town of Kovna. So the Leib Rubin, he had left his Rabbonis in the year of Vilkuma, and he had come to live in Kovna, and Slobodka, where the yeshiva was located, had the village in the town of Kovna. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yankov, Ruderman, he went over the bridge and he knocked on the door of his Gvaldik Yid, the going of Leib Rubin, and he said Matzia the Kasha. He set forth a question that was bothering Ruderman that no one in the yeshiva or the going of the yeshiva could not answer. So Rabbi Leib started to iron the sugya, and he started to go back and forth different ways to answer it, and the Maisa, he came out, it's still shver, he doesn't have a teretz. It was getting very late, and Lemaisa, the way those cars didn't have real lighting on the way, so he sent Rudy, he walked, he escorted his guest of Ruderman, the Bisbacher, especially, so his God was the question that he asked, and he walked him out, and Ruderman came to the place he was staying. Those times, I think people stayed in different people's houses. He came to the house, he read Kriyash, but he went to sleep. He woke up in the morning, so he was very surprised to see hovering over his bed was this Rabbi Leib Rubin. And he was an old, he was an alter yid already, because he had retired already from Rabbonis. He's waiting there patiently over the bed of Yitzchak Ruderman. So he got all nervous. All of a sudden, he sees this big Rav. He thought maybe he had a dream, really. I don't know. All of a sudden, this big Rav is hovering over his bed with his wife here, leaning over there. All of a sudden, he woke up. He washed the clothes down quick. He asked him, what's the Rav doing here? He says, the Rav came here. So Rav Leib, I was waiting till he got up. I went more, this kasha that you asked was, didn't let me sleep, didn't let me rest. I was ma'ayim more in the studio, and I finally found I was able to attach the kasha. I went to the Yeshiva Slobodka around that area, and I found out where he's staying, where he's sleeping. Go make Birchas HaTorah. And I want to tell you the tale. So Ruderman, right away, he answered that surely the Rav is waiting for a very long time. Because I asked the Kasha Dari, the Rav was sitting with the Ayan Sugin, he came to find me. Are you waiting a long time? Why don't you wake me up? So Blake shook. He shook like mountain. What? What are you thinking? I should be over and Gezel Shina? It would be a mitzvah habar b'aveira. It's a mitzvah habar b'aveira. It's the ma'aseh, so therefore it was this alter yid stood there by the bed waiting for Ruderman to wake up, because he felt that when he's stealing this chashvi and stomach, Ruderman wants to know the teretz also, but maybe he needs to sleep, he will learn properly. He felt that that's a mitzvah above by very Rabbi, and this is a point thing. Kal v'choymi ben binoi, shel ben binoi, shel kal v'choymi. When a guy comes into the room late at night, and his friend is sleeping, I'm here! You know, you came in a little bit late, you have to make sure that your roommate knows, you know, turn on the flashlights, Shkrov coming! You know, you put on the flash, or turn on the lights, this. Where's your Derech Eretz? And your roommate is sleeping now. He doesn't care. he has to find a quarter, ten shekels. He wants to make sure his shekel is still there. He needs it for tomorrow morning. So he put on the light, and he wants to get a drink. So he has to find his cup. So he smuts big, banging shelves and things, and then moving things and making crazy noise. Wakes up his roommate at 3 in the morning. He just got back from his mishmar. I don't know what he was being showing me. Maybe I do know what he was being showing me. Or Maher was being watching. But anyway, he gets back and he wakes up his roommate. Everybody said, he doesn't understand. Everybody said, it's Dim Gezel. So the says he just stole from your friend. He took away his sleep, which is one thing. He took away his time, precious time. Now he can't sleep properly. Yes, he won't be able to learn properly. So many things are affected, and you are the cause of it. And many other things are supposed to say. Take extra portions. When you're not supposed to take extra portions. You don't get food. And all things that. It's a certain type of, even if you're not mamish, you don't see mamish gezel mice. You're not taking his money away. But the person, as Mr. Yom says, works on gezel, all facets, all forms, all connections to gezel. He stays away from it, but as gezel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw you need gezel. He hates it. And even when it feels the mitzvah, yeah. To find my Kriyash Mashalamita card. That's why I'm waking up my roommate. Or this, or that, or Bosai. It's a mitzvah above our veil. A guy feels he has to talk loud at night. He wants to tell all the Ksois, you know, Ksois Achoyshen, or whatever it is, scream and yell at night, but especially this time of year, people think it's a mitzvah. Ma'abu b'simcha, you have to be happy, you have to get drunk, whatever it is, which is a mamish, not true, or Bosai. Even our Purim, or Bosai. It's very shver to have to get drunk on Purim, but it's a different shot. Even to get drunk on Purim, according to some people, if you're going to cause any damage, Mr. Sham says, if you cause any damage, you're going to miss out on the minion, you're not going to make a bracha, it's awesome to get drunk. So the holds the Chofetz Chaim, Mr. Sham, it's awesome to get drunk. You miss out on a minion, you miss out on a tefillah, you're going to miss out on a thing, you're going to hurt somebody, you're going to cause pain to somebody, and that's on Purim. Even upon when it's a mitzvah to drink. A week before Purim, but there is no hetter to cause anybody any pain, any damage, any gezel shina, because you want to get drunk. What do you mean? The spirit of the time. If I wake up the whole dormitory because I want to belch out, you know, and name off the 10 presidents of the United States. I want to belch out who knows what, and also just want to belch. And wake up the whole dormitory with my belching and screaming and yelling and this and that. Chutz from the Chol Hashem Shabbat, it's also the arise together. Wait, you wake up, what's the hetter to wake somebody else up? There is no hetter I know of, Rabbi Yisrael. And the person thinks, okay, very nice, but she was saying it. Rabbi Yisrael, I have a cloud. And I don't know when it comes out. A person that causes tsar, a person that steals, a person has to be paid back in this world. Person calls sign to another person, it's gonna come out. I don't know when or where, this or that, the shiduchim, who knows what a guy, a person calls sign to somebody else, it comes out another time. A person steals from somebody else, he has to be paid back. I just read an unbelievable maisa. In Rabbi Chaim Wald, he has these books. You know, Dimas Abinai, so my wife took out from the library one on real people, on older people writing books. He says an unbelievable story of it. There's this guy who went into a sofer. He wasn't such a religious guy, and he came to a sofer, and he said, I want you to write me a Sefer Torah, and here's the money, I'm going to give you the start of money, and the sofer was looking at him. I'm telling you, I have to write a Sefer Torah. The kitzah, he said, he's looking at him, what I have to write a Sefer Torah. My Rob said it's a good thing, I should write a Sefer Torah, and here's the money. The kitzah, he gave him the down payment for the first of the sofer, for the first part of the thing. I heard you were Yerush Man, here's the money. He gave him the first down payment. He said, don't worry, we'll be in touch. And the surfer's waiting around. He gets the half to save a period. And the master surfer show up, this guy doesn't show up. He starts writing a few more lines. He says, you know, I'm going to give up already. I'll find somebody else. Now, kids also, he comes through, comes in again. He has more money. I want you to finish it. It looks beautiful. Yeah, no problem. He's getting to, he said, so he said, he gave him a certain time, 2 weeks before, come in and we'll make the arrangements because, you know, he knows about the procession and up signs and everything to make the Haman Sefer Torah, make a big thing about it. Okay? 2 weeks before he comes in and he sees the Sefer Torah already, he's all excited, and he says, listen, I'm going to put up posters, I'm going to make a big lavish suda, and you're invited. We've got hundreds of people I want to come to this thing. The morning of the Haman Sefer Torah, So the morning of this Chachnos Sefer Torah, when the Sefer comes in, he just wants to get the Sefer Torah ready. He walks into and sees the door of his Sakras that is wide open, and his heart skips a beat. He looks on the table where the Sefer Torah was lying. It's gone. The Sefer Torah is gone. Nothing there. He doesn't know what to do. He sits down and he feels his legs are giving out under him. He feels he's going to faint. Next thing before he falls on the floor, he wakes up a few minutes later, he calls his friend and says, "I don't know what to do. This is going to be not to say the turn, if you had to say the turn was stolen." Kitzer, so he's calling, he doesn't know what to do, trying to call the police. The police come down, they take fingerprints, they take this, they have it. It's almost 3 o'clock, the possession is called to 6 o'clock. The guy calls, the guy who wrote Tibet, this Barbus wasn't even like so from, he calls. And he says, "Nope, everything's ready, everything's arranged, the hall's already, the band's here, the truck's coming in a few minutes. I hope you guys are on your way already." He says, "But it's already put up big posters in the town with my name and everything. I hope you guys will be here soon." And he's having a go, "I don't know, there's a little problem." Finally, they decide they have to tell him the truth. And he says, "Call back in 10 minutes." He calls back, he says, "Nope, what's going on? What's going on? I have to tell you something." Well, I said, "We didn't know how to break this to you, but I walked in this morning and Sefer Torah was stolen." He said, I knew it. And he hung up. He said, "I'll be over soon." Picked up this guy, the Balabas, whoever it was, like I said, he was Billy Frum. He came into the thing and he said, "I knew this was going to happen." He said, "Well, what's going on?" He said, "Listen, I was involved in business dealings when I was, in 3 years, and I wasn't so glad. I wasn't so shtick and this and that," he said. And he said that, "With my social dava, I came to my rav and I started to get a little bit more religious. I have a little bit more connection. I wanted to make up for all the bad things doing. And I asked my rav, what should I do?" He says, "You need a kapara. You need some type of kapara." So he said, "What should I do? You have to do kapara. You have to, work on yourself. Do a kapara." So the ma'aseh, I was thinking, I decided I'm going to make a sefer Torah. So I went to my rav, and my rav said, "It's a nice idea, but the ma'aseh, because you caused so many people pain and things, you have to have some type of yisurin. It's not going to say the Torah is a very nice thing, but sefer shogava, you're going to get a lot of cover from this thing. You get a lot of honor. Your name's going to go up. People are going to talk about you. You're going to sit on the dais where, when they make the halacha sefer Torah, get covered, not this. You have to do something where you're going to feel some pain because you cause other people pain." So sefer shogava, he said, "I guess the Kodesh Baruch Hu knew what was best for me. Now I have the biggest pushes. That's going to come out that through the Sefer Torah, I'm gonna have the bushes that I was supposed to have." So at the end of the day, it's Bashar, and I knew this was going to happen. And he threw down, he gave the rest of the money. Here's the rest. You did a good job. It's not your fault. And he gave the rest of the guy, like, "Mom, we did a double take the Sefer." Like, he doesn't even have to pay back for the whole Sefer Torah. And here, the guy gave him the money, and he said, "I was right." He said the guy died a couple of years later, and like a little bit after he was niftar, they got a call from the police. They found the Sefer Torah. They found the Sefer Torah. So Sefer Shaldava said, "Okay," he called the kids up and said, "We have to make a tachlon now." So I'm not Sefer Torah. So B'tov B'chayov, he got paid back with the embarrassment. But the Moisai, the Sefer Torah was going on his honor, and Taki was up to that covet, she deserved now after getting the kafara. But what do we want to take out of the story? That because he caused pain to others, because he didn't do the right thing with their money, he had to get that pack with Yisur HaBaz. And that's the Yisur HaBaz. Like, guy could be joking around, have a good time, till now, making fun, and disturbing people's sleep, and they're messing up people's lives. The Sefer Shaldavar HaBaz, like, it's not partial HaBaz. It's not partial to cause pain and sorrow to somebody else. Anybody it is. I once told the story of the Yisur in a different book of a guy. This is the more of a real, but I think we can put this story. It's a very famous story of a little guy who once was a kapach in Yeshiva. And he came per night to the Mashkiach's house, and he did a whole skit, and he made in front of his whole family, he made fun of the Mashkiach. She would say goodbye, they got a certain type he used to say, and he used to like have a certain stutter and this and that. So he made fun of the whole thing, and everybody was on the floor cracking up, and even his wife like came out to me, like, "Put such a good impression." But the Mashkiach's face, he turned red, so beat red, he was like totally confused. And he didn't come to Yeshiva 3 days after. And this guy was like the best fucking, he knew how to imitate well. He did such a perfect job that his wife was like cracking up, like he was like so perfect. But anyway, he was as red as a beet, when I said. And anyway, afterwards he was so douched out that he didn't come to yeshiva like a few days after. He finally came to yeshiva, and this bachur was like the top bachur. He ended up marrying one of the Rosh Yeshiva's daughters and things like that. And Tzoyba Shaldava, a year later, he got divorced from this little girl, and he had such sorrows again. And then he married another lady, and there was no children for a long time. And it was kept in fact for years. It was going on every year. He was trying to figure out what to do. And then he finally realized, thought about it. He knew in the back of his mind, because he did get mechila, but the ma'aseh, he probably went over like everybody, oh, you're moichel. You know, he got one of these quick mechila before I was drunk. And everybody was moichel. So he went over like one year, like whatever, for Purim or whatever, he went over to the mashkiach and he said, mashkiach, I know, I heard you, you have to think deep in, maybe you still have carry. Mashkiach, I'm going to go home and really think about it. And he worked on himself, and he said, and finally, after like 9 months, whatever, 10 months, he had a child. But the Maisa, the stories are the joke was because the Yisoid is Hashem does pain. Person causes somebody else's pain, it doesn't just go away, it's nothing of us. You cause somebody some type of loss, it causes only that it Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't is not Mivatu. It says even Yaakov Avinu, when he went and take the brachas, so it says in Chazal that at that time Esav came in and he realized that he lost the buzz, he screamed crazy. He was so upset. And Yaakov was kumatsuba to do it, right? His mother told him to do it. Says Chazal, when was that screaming paid back? By Yizak Zorcha Gedoyla, Esav screamed, an unbelievable, painful scream. It was paid back only in Mishushan Habira. By Yizak Zorcha Gedoyla, we had to pay it back. We had to pay because the home was from Amalek, he was the Zera of Esav. And the same thing came out that we had to pay back with Yitzhak Zorcha. You'll ask me Pshat, I don't know Pshat about that. The terrorist is, the person causes pain, it's not partial. But so, with all the things going on, the gimmicks, and the old Purim things, and getting drunk, and waking up people, it's all great now, but you have to be cognizant. You cause person pain, you wake up people, you cause them to can't fall asleep, and you're having a great time, you're enjoying yourself. You have to realize it can't be at the expense of somebody else's life. Don't take anything from somebody else. It's not yours. Don't take away his sleep. Don't take away his time. Don't take away anything that has shadows with it. That's the lesson of Boisam. We have to realize. Don't start up with anybody else. That's Ve'el Chaveira. Treat everybody with respect. Don't try to minimize their cover in any way. Give them the proper respect. It's just zero Boisam. It's Mida Kanei the other way around. The more we give good feeling to others. The Gemara says in the introduction, I'm ended. The Gemara says that Eilu Dvarim She'oichol Perusem Ba'olam Hazeh Va'keren Kayamas La'olam Habah. There are things that we eat food in this world, we get benefit in this world, we have good things in this world, and the Keren Kayamas La'olam Habah is Getzchak. What are they? We say it every morning in Shachris. You remember Egg, you know, Sasodim, Bikachon, Zokter, Chazal, because these are all mitzvahs, Be'in Olam La'chaveira. Be'in Olam La'chaveira is also Be'in Olam La'mokum, so you get paid in the next world because you're doing what Hashem. But you also get, well, explain it. That's a different problem. That's a whole Hezbollah. Learning, because learning brings to. But the Maya said, at the end of the day, all these things that Ben Chavez, the Gemara says. And the reason we get Tzchah in this world is because B'schutz from the Chesai get next one for doing Hashem commanded you to do Bikur Chavez. But you're also giving somebody else a good feeling in this world. So Hashem says, you gave somebody else a good feeling in this world, I'm going to give you bracha in this world. And therefore, a person says, the more we go out to help others, the more we give them a good feeling, we help them, we try to support them, we try to make them feel good, we try to do chesed with them. Because in that we're zoicha not only to the next world, and in this world we'll pay back. You know, Sam Boyle Mazel.